Kathet Regional District, QRD, Finance Committee directors recently heard presentations for financial assistance from a dozen community organizations. At the May 13th Finance Committee meeting, directors first heard from Powell River Therapeutic Riding Association, which is seeking $6,000 to pay expenses in all areas of operating its 10-week fall session, including human resources, materials and supplies, facility expenses and care of the association's 7 equine therapists. Townsite Jazz Festival Society Artistic Director Paul Cummings appeared before the committee, requesting that the society and regional district enter into a multi-year funding agreement. For the 2025 festival, which took place in April, the Jazz Festival Society was seeking $6,000 in financial support to offset production expenses, such as contractors, technical costs, advertising and promotion, equipment rental, venue rental, transportation and other services. Kathet Tourism Society President Russell Brewer requested $15,000 and outlined how the grant funds will be used to support Kathet Visitor Center staff throughout the high season and shoulder season of the year. Vancouver Island North Film Commission Executive Director Joan Miller requested $3,000, indicating that funding received from local governments and the provincial government supports day-to-day work of the Film Commission. Tom Reed, President of the Texada Agricultural Group, requested $14,367.43 for the purchase of a second freeze dryer and related equipment for Texada Food Hub to enhance food security on the island. This equipment will enable residents to preserve and rotate their personal food supply. Mavani Kali from Kathet Art applied for $12,000 in grant funding for overall delivery of activities for the public art program. The main expenses are advertising, artist fees, coordinator wages, supplies and training. Kathet Community Justice Executive Director Siobhan Brown requested grant funds for volunteer and community training and operational funds, primarily for office and program supplies. The funding request was $2,200. Leslie Sutherland and Trevor Edwards, from Powell River Child, Youth and Family Services Society, provided a video presentation of the Orca bus service and made a $10,500 request from QRD, with grant funds going toward covering a portion of bus staffing costs, program supplies, travel and ferry costs and client activities. Foundry Kathet Project Manager Dilith Harper said grant funding would go toward creating a foundry center that is fully suited to this community's needs, with input from youth and their families. Foundry is a province-wide network of integrated health and wellness services for people aged 12 to 24. The funding request is $25,000. Wild Ocean Whale Society founder and chief executive officer Susan McKay applied for $5,000 to help deal with feral cat colonies, including humanely reducing the cat community's exponential growth. Powell River Brain Injury Society Executive Director Tricia Collingham applied for $10,000 in QRD funding to fund the organization's Empowering Recovery Initiative, which is designed to enhance the quality of life for individuals living with brain injuries in the Kathet region. Mac Fraser, from Everybody Deserves a Smile Kathet, requested $2,500 of financial support. Fraser indicated that the program achieves its objectives through an extensive educational component for elementary school students, and an associated assembly and distribution of kindness bags with warm clothing, cookies and a handwritten note from the students, to vulnerable community members. There were also applications for financial assistance from Kathet Outdoor Recreation User Group Trail Society, Powell River Trail Riders Club, Texada Island Sandcastle Weekend and Savory Island Land Trust, but delegations from these organizations did not appear at the Finance Committee meeting. The QRD Finance Committee, having heard from the applicants, will consider the merits of each application at a future meeting. Recommendations from the committee are then passed to the regional board, which votes on awarding of the grants. Join the PEAC's email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.